I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
My rescue of Dick Burns from the dock brought me uncomfortably into contact with Lomax and Kitson, owners of the little 1,000-ton motor ship Fortune Finder. Dick Burns had been employed as engineer aboard, but suddenly discovered, during a dip overboard, that the hull was studded with limpets. Not the harmless little shellfish, but steel ones held on magnetically. Dick donned his frogman outfit, and I rowed him out for a look. He'd hardly gone over the side when a searchlight picked me up. Gunfire, dangerously close to my rowboat from Kitson and Lomax, and the beam of their searchlight made me accept their invitation to go aboard.
So, it's you again.
Again?
Don't stall, Clever Dick. You're the mug who pulled Burns out of the drink last night. You're the same one we caught up with and stored in that warehouse, tied up. How did you get away?
Put it down to my interest in Houdini when a boy.
Slap him down, Lomax. Don't take cheek. Listen, fella. Did you come alone out into the stream?
Well, you should know. You put the beam of your searchlight on my little skiff. Do I look like two?
This sort of smart talk's not getting us anywhere. So just settle down and give civil answers to civil questions. Where's Burns?
You ought to know. You stole up to his girlfriend's place tonight and shot him through the window.
So, he's still there.
Unless he's bulletproof. Yes, he's still there.
All right. Maybe you're telling the truth. But we'll soon check.
We will, too. Now listen, bright boy. Why did you come out into the stream in that boat?
Isn't that a bit of a curly question?
How?
Well, having shot my newly made friend, you kidnapped his girl. Brought her aboard. I heard you say that yourself. You added an invitation for Burns to come aboard after her. Well, as Burns was too badly hit to accept, I came. And I'd be much obliged if you'd be good enough to produce the young lady. After which I'll row ashore and bid you very nasty gentlemen good night.
As easy as that, is it? What do you take us for?
I've just told you. Very nasty gentlemen. But I was exaggerating. You are very, very nasty.
Shut up!
I shall remember that, Kitson. And being more or less of an honest man, I shall, when the time comes, add a little interest.
Don't kid yourself. The time won't come.
All right, all right. Let's cut out the cackle for now. What we've got to do is to find out where Burns is. If he's still at the cottage, wounded or not, we've got to bring him aboard before he can talk.
Right. I'll go ashore and see. Better lock this silver tongue in the cabin with the girl first.
Good. Now you just precede me down the hatchway. And remember, I still have the gun. Get a move on. Lady, here's company for you. Get in, you.
I'll add that one on also, Lomax.
Shan't keep you very long. Just give my friend Kitson time to get ashore and back.
Are you there, Nancy? Keep your voice down.
Yes. So they got you too, Mr. Fletcher?
Yes, that's so. I rather gave them a piece of cake.
How's Dick?
Oh, not very badly hurt at all. In fact, I think he's so well that he'll sound action stations any minute now.
I heard a motorboat just now.
Yes. That was Kitson going ashore to try and find Dick at your place.
Oh, and him wounded?
Now, take it easy. Dick's not at your place at all.
Then where is he?
Well, I could give a guess, but I may be wrong. But as I said just now, he'll not be long in taking some action. In case, however, he's delayed, we've got to find some means of getting out of this cabin.
Mr. Fletcher, what are these men? What's it all about? Why should Dick and kidnap me?
All in good time. Now, can you swim?
Yes, I can.
Good. Maybe if I can get that porthole open, I could drop you out.
Oh, I could never get through. No, it's no good flattering myself. Oh, my heavens, look! Look!
Hush!
Look!
For goodness sake!
But that ghastly thing staring through the glass.
That ghastly thing would be very annoyed with you if he could hear you.
But...
It's your Dick Burns, complete with Frogman's mask and snorkel. Come on, help me unscrew the porthole fixings. Right. Take off your face, Burns. You nearly scared seven bells out of Nancy.
Oh, you look dreadful. Dick, how do you feel?
Oh, quite well, thanks. But a bit cold. So Kitson's gone ashore to find me, eh?
You heard?
Yes. When I dived, I saw a light in the water, so I came up again. Then one of them popped off a couple of shots.
That was to persuade me to come aboard. Well, then what?
Well, I hung onto the underside of the companionway and heard your argument.
Good. You know, things aren't as bad as they seem.
How so? I cannot get either of you out of this porthole, and Lomax is sitting outside the door with his six-shooter on his lap.
Not very good, but still not very bad. You see, there's us in here and you outside. Incidentally, I can get out of this cabin any moment I like.
You can?
Yes. I have a faithful little gadget with me, made by a friend of mine, Charlie Austin. Very few locks are proof against it.
Well, then why not use it now?
And be shot down by Lomax.
Oh, aye, I forgot that.
There's another point, though. I don't want to leave this ship until I know more about those limpets of yours.
Why, of course. Listen, what say I go below now and prize one adrift?
Excellent idea.
I will be a moment. I'll check it through the porthole. So long.
Oh, I do wish I understood some of this.
You will, my dear. But for the moment, the less you know, the better. You see, should friends Lomax and Kitson try asking you questions, you won't be able to reply, which is very much to the good.
Well, they might try twisting my arm or...
No. I hope they won't. But even then, you can't tell them anything.
You sound terribly callous.
Oh, my dear, I'm not really. Should either of those gentry attempt funny games like that, I'll be there to twist their necks first.
Oh, I like that much better.
Yes, I remember that. And trust in the near future to regale you with the spectacle. Now, to unlock this door just as a precaution. Try the other one. Ah, yes. It's coming, I think. That's it. I don't think Lomax could have heard that.
Hey, Mr. Fletcher.
Yes, Burns? Back already?
Aye.
Any luck?
Yes. I managed to pry one off. Easy when you got the knack. Here, take it.
Thanks. My hat. Quite a weighty little chap, isn't it?
Aye. A thick steel canister, magnetized so as to stick to the steel hull. Can you open it?
No. Can't even see a joint in the metal. I'll have to examine it later.
Well, listen. The motorboat coming back. That's Kitson for a cert.
Yes, I think so. Wonder what he thought when he didn't find you at home bleeding to death. Now, you hop it.
Okay. I'll grab a rope under the stern sheets. Yell if I can help and I'll come aboard. See you later.
Help me to screw up a porthole, Nancy, quick.
Watson, ahoy!
And you, Kitson?
Yes, coming alongside.
Did you get him?
No, he's bunked. Stand by to catch the pay dirt.
What, not in the cottage?
Not a sign. Give me a hand.
Nancy, there's going to be a roughhouse any moment from now. I've got the cabin door open. Hurry out. Make after the chain locker. Duck in there and hide. Quick, girl, quick. You've only got seconds.
All right.
Now, Fletcher, my boy, stand by for squalls. Come in, gentlemen. The door's open.
What the devil's this, Lomax? Didn't you lock him in?
I swear I did.
You damnable idiot, you couldn't have.
In case a fight ensues, Kitson, let me tell you that dear Mr. Lomax did lock me in. It so happens, though, that I suffer a little from claustrophobia, and so, having a winning way with locks, I was able to let a little air into the cabin.
Why didn't you open a port?
I did that, too.
Lomax, where's the girl? What in the devil's name is all this? What's been going on?
Mr. Kitson, do think of your blood pressure. You ask me why I didn't open a port. And I said I did. Thus the, vanishing lady.
You mean to say
exactly.
That...
Exactly. Nancy is no fairy, but with a little assistance from my end, the interesting end, as it turned out to be. She, put to sea, as it were.
All right, joke. You've had your turn and your bit of fun. Now we'll get serious, see?
With that six-shooter of yours pointing at my midriff, I can be very serious.
That's just dandy. All right, the girl's gone. You managed that. And you're going to pay later. Kitson, your turn. What happened to Shaw?
I got to the cottage, but your wounded man, Burns, wasn't there. Come on, fella, out with it. Did you row him out with you? Is he aboard this hooker?
I'm certain he's not aboard this hooker.
Then where is he?
Well, I told you. He was badly hit. There are 149 hospitals in the metropolis. Ring them up. You'll probably run him down.
You say he was badly hurt?
For heaven's sake, don't make me keep repeating myself.
Then how did he get to hospital? He was alone in the cottage.
Ah, at last you've asked the right question.
Be careful. This gun's going off any moment from now.
Yes, well, that's a good enough lead for me to give you the required information. Now, listen, Muggs. You traced Burns and myself to the Stepney address.
Easy.
Then you shot Burns through the window. Then you kidnapped his girl and retreated aboard your, hookup.
Get on with it.
Right. A shooting and a kidnapping are serious matters. I managed to point that out to a friend of mine at Scotland Yard. Thus, he must have paid a visit, found the badly wounded man, and had him taken to hospital. One of the 149. And what?
Listen, pal. You've got yourself mixed up with us in a way we don't like, see? Well, you've got about a minute, no more, to come clean. What did Burns tell you? Did he say he'd found out anything?
That's a lot of questions, and you're wasting my last minute on Earth, Lomax. As for your six-shooter, keep it for another day. By the way, do you like oysters?
What?
Then try limpets.
Now, you Kitson.
Come on, Burns! Burns, tally-ho, come aboard!
Right, at the double!
So Fletcher comes out of a nasty scrape, the eventual result being, we feel sure, another little victory for the Grey Goose.